This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
We got the garage door open, and I have got the impact gun ready for any kind of repairs. Oh, yeah. That's all it takes right there, a little bit of air. And a little. Well, today in the shops we actually have not air operating our tools, but electricity. That's right. They're cordless. They're quieter. Oh, my ears just love it. A lot better. Hey, hi, everyone, and welcome to Auto World. This is the third hour of Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Again, thank you for being here. I'm very proud to have you join me each and every week, sliding in, literally sliding into the greasy garage studio today on my leather-conditioned... Oh, they dumped a 5-gallon bucket of leather conditioner on my Dodge Viper seat, making sure that this greasy garage studio is greasy. And it is. Oh, yeah. But in the last hour, we dried it off, and it looks good. So I'm not going to slide out of the chair like last hour. We're going to be going to have some fun here this hour. Of course, that's all we do have each and every week. What is Auto World, you ask? Well, Auto World, folks, is an interactive, informative, all things automotive to help you. You help me, too, though, okay? Two heads are better than one. And that means that... You know, I've been actually touching, tasting, literally, fixing cars and listening to clients, customers like yourself behind the microphone in person in the greasy garage for 40 plus years. And so you learn a lot of things. Don't think for one second that you're the only one that has this problem and whatever that problem might be with your car or your truck or your rototiller, your chainsaw. You know, if it's burning fuel, I can fix it. If it's electrical, yes, I'm going to say it. I can actually help you. Oh, yeah. See, I didn't really think that, in fact, when I took that electrical starter generator, not an alternator class, but a generator class back in the day, this was back in junior high, is back so far back, that I wanted to learn how starters work on your car, your generators worked. And, of course, how batteries worked. So it was an electrical class I took, and I never would have really thunked that today I would be using that same teaching lesson that they put in my file bank, my file cabinet, my head, 14 drawers back. Had to pull it out every so often to figure out and find out why that electrical Honda Accord isn't doing what it's supposed to do. It is a kind of a little bit scary, as you know. You look at your hybrid car, your all-electric car, you open the hood, that's really no engine, it's just all large cables. Will corrosion, I've been getting a lot of emails on this, will corrosion, Mark, come into my electrical car like it did my other gas diesel truck car? It can, but it won't. You know why? Because of the batteries are a lot different, folks. They're not a juicy, wet battery. See, the negative and positive, usually the positive. The red is the one that fuzzed up on you. And we all poured baking soda. A little auto talk, and auto world tip as we talk here on Auto World. A little baking soda and some water, stir it up, make it look a little bit cloudy, and pour it over those battery terminals, and you will not have any of that fuzz anymore. So, with that said, we've got a lot of things going on this third hour of Auto World, of course. I've got a little bit, we're going to start from the reverse part of it. From the end of the show, I'm going to have some homework for you, so I want to make sure that you have your pen, pencil, paper ready, because I want you to send me your homework. I'm going to share that with you at the end of the third hour. But, again, I'm going to be sharing with you some emails on that question of the month. And that question of the month is what? Oh, yeah. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievement? And we're going to be sharing those emails with you, of course, this third hour. And, oh, yeah, oh, prove it. Well, I'm going to prove it. We're going to share that segment with you. Brand new segment here in Auto World. You're going to love that. It's something to do with, well, prove it. Okay, I will. No mask needed here, folks. Your coupons are, they never expire, okay? They never expire. That means that your microphone that, like I'm sitting behind right now to have fun with you and teach you something maybe and give you some knowledge and you can give me some knowledge. Your cell phone is your microphone, giving you the right to voice your opinion right here on Auto World. Each and every one of you have an Auto World each and every day when you climb into the cockpit of your automobile to go to and from wherever you're going. Questions like, my E-light's on, my engine light's on, my tire light is on. It keeps going on and then going off. What's and why is it doing that? Uh-oh, what's that noise? See, I've always said, again, use your senses. Use your ears for the noise, your nose for the sniffer, for smelling antifreeze and oil burning, transmission burning down to the ground. Oh, yeah. Anything that kind of, well, let me just put it this way. Your car or truck should not smell, period. No smell. The only thing it really should smell like is fast food because you're driving into the drive-in anymore. Curbside pickup. Now, with that, I'm going to pull Auto World right now away from the curb and off we go. We're going to get into the first gear right now. We're going to end up in the sixth gear at the end of the program going full throttle. But first and foremost, again, let's go to that. Oh, by the way, we're going to be talking about what happened on this day in automotive history. With that, let's go to the first trivia. Oh, we got a little trivia. 1924. Remember those years? I don't. I wasn't born. Well, back in 1924, the price of a Ford automobile hits its lowest point ever. Guess what the price was? This was back in 1924. Lowest price ever that Ford, the car, hit back in that day was $290. Wow. That actually was a lot of money back in that day, wasn't it? It was. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's get to the email bag. I got two of them to the left of me. What I do with my emails that you send me right now and or during the week, I do talk to a lot of you through email, and some of you send me your phone number and ask me to call you, and I do. I consult with you during the week, and I welcome each and every one of you. If you need help with anything, like on the first hour with Lee in Ohio, wanting to know what's the price he's looking at buying a 72 Chevy Nova, what should he pay for it, send me a photo over that car, and I can help you out, and we can talk about it. Two heads are better than one. Let's go to that email bag for the question of the month. Let me see if I can pick another one out here. Find this one. Oh, I dropped it. Let's get another one. There it is. Finally. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I got a good one. Here's one. Question of the month. What do you believe is the greatest achievement of the automotive industry? And here's one. Mark, great question. Hands down, it is the turn signals. Turn signal bulbs. Can you imagine trying to get to the... Try to get to the message across to the person behind you with your frozen arm out the window in the winter. Oh, yeah, winter time, cold, not fun. I'm going right now and get new bulb for the back of my truck. Fantastic. Does it really matter to the person behind you, though? As this gentleman emails, really, does it really matter how you stick your arm out the window? Maybe give him a lazy wave? Oh, maybe not. Well, in the early years, we had to do that, he says, but not now. Yes, at 75 miles an hour down to 20 miles an hour, that in 2 seconds, you can go fast and stop your car right now, and you need that bulb blinking, he says. If you're not paying attention, you'll see his turn signals in your grill. Anyway, thanks for being here for all of us. Chuck in Carson City, Nevada. Chuck, thank you. I appreciate the email. And you're absolutely right. Let's do a shout-out. A shout-out to our... There it is. A shout out to our great affiliate in Carson City, Nevada, which is KNNR 1400 AM, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and even Sun Valley, Nevada. And all of you in between the cities, I do appreciate you being here. Thank you, Chuck, for bringing Carson City, Nevada to us here on Auto World. It's a great time, and definitely, you're absolutely right. And boy, the prices of those turn signal bulbs have gone up. We're going to take a short break, come back with more of your email questions. Oh, yeah, repair questions through the email bag. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on Genesis Communications Network.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, just sit back, take a breath, let that engine run by itself. It's got oil in it, and I don't hear it ticking, do you? I hope it's not ticking. If it is, put some oil in it. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, an ASE, Certified Master Technician. What that stands for is Automotive Service Excellence. And what that means, folks, when you want to get, you're going to have your car worked or your truck worked on sooner or later. Look for the little blue ASE star, okay? Automotive Service Excellence. And that means that they're certified in the division, the area that you want them to work on your car. Brakes, even tune-up, fuel injection, you know, get back to the smell, using your eyes to see the thing leaking, to maybe the water pump is making a noise as because the water pump bearing's out. Get someone that's certified in cooling, heating and cooling, believe it or not, and then get that thing in and out of there. Hey, I want to do a real shout-out real quick. I wanted to mention Wyatt over there at our last email was from KNNR there in Carson City, Nevada. And Wyatt is the operations manager. And Wyatt, thank you. I want to do a shout out for you. I keep forgetting to people behind the radio, our affiliates that make it happen to have Auto World. And I do definitely appreciate it, Wyatt, because I like helping each and every one of you in the area that you're in every week with your cars, your trucks. So if you have a question, shout out our phone number again here. Ever since 1992, Auto World, that number is 855-660-4261. Don't be bashful. And if you are, please use email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And a lot of you do, and I do appreciate that. We're going to be sharing some more of those emails, a repair kind, and also the question of the month. And you can join in right now with that. And, you know, if you don't want me to read it live on the air, just, hey, no problem, I will not. Just say, no, not live on the air, but if you do want me to read it, say live, and I'll do it. Well, it's time to get to that segment, Prove It. Yeah, a lot of you have been thinking about that with your car. Yeah, prove it. Somebody says, yeah, it's got 652 horsepower. And you say, yeah, prove it. Well, let's prove it right now, here with the little Auto World little car fact. Before Americans had ever heard of a sports car, a low-slung vertical 8 Stutz was winning stock car races that proved it to be the fastest production car on the side, this side of the Atlantic. They proved it. That's right. The Stutz, this classy, open-bodied speedster, was called the Blackhawk. The vertical 8 was so stunning that when it was unveiled at an auto dealers convention in December of 1925, the cost, folks, was $3 million worth of orders. Well, excuse me, $3 million worth of orders. We're going to get to the cost here in a little bit. They had 3 million orders back in 1925 for this Stutz in one single day. This model was also called the Safety Stutz. Stutz, get it out here, because its low center of gravity and rigid chassis meant good road handling. The running boards acted as a chassis snifters, and the wire-reinforced glass was... What? Wire-reinforced glass was used in the windshield, folks. In April 1927, a stripped-down prototype of the Blackhawk Speedster circled the brick-paved Indianapolis Oval for 24 hours at an average speed of 71.3 miles an hour, faster than any certified stock car ever, despite the rain, snow, and sleet that day. It then established itself as the 1927 AAA stock car champion by winning two races in Atlantic City. In 1928, the same vehicle proved to be America's fastest production car by running on the beach from Daytona to Ormond and back at 106.53 miles an hour. The supercharged Blackhawk Stutz finished second in the 1928 Le Mans 24-hour race. Top speed, 106 miles an hour. It had an inline 8 overhead camshaft. Oh, yeah. Listen to this, though. For that kind of speed, it only had power rating of 92 horsepower. That's it. Transmission, believe it or not, 3-speed, and you could also get a 4-speed back in 1929. 4-speed was only available in the 1929 version. Hydraulic brakes, that meant push on those legs, man. Get that pedal to push. Whoa. Wire wheels and the weight, 3,500 to roughly 4,300 if you got all the creature features. Now the price. Now remember, back in 1925, they got 3 million worth of orders in one day. 3 million in one day. The price started at $2,995 and went all the way up. If you got all the creature features, wasn't a lot of them back then, the whole total price, the highest price you could spend was $3,895. Now that was back in 1925. $3,895 for the Stutz Blackhawk. It's a United States car, and it was a very, well, what can I say? Very valuable. I wonder what the price of that stuff is today. Now, I talk about car shows. We're going into that season now of car shows, Concours d'Elegance, that are starting to open up again finally. I know that Barrett Jackson, they moved the January Scottsdale auction into March here. And, of course, Mecum, they've moved a few of them out because out and now they're back and going. And absolutely, I salute you. We're going to go back on the road. We're going to have some fun. We're going to find out back to the fun of the values of cars and what we're going to see come across the block. And I know there's so many hidden cars out there. That's what they do, is they try to hunt down the hidden cars, get them on the auction block so you have an opportunity to buy them. Oh, yeah. Well, this third hour, at the end of the hour, I'm going to have a little bit of homework for you, so stay tuned. But right now, let's share the love before we go to some emails. What? Yeah, I'm talking about sharing the love. Who did that? You might have known this, but for you folks that didn't know this, in 2020, Subaru Share the Love program, it's an event that reached, you ready for this? In 2020, Share the Love program that Subaru held, well, it reached 26.2 million in charitable donations. That's right. Subaru surpassed their goal and got donated to them 200 million to over 1,440 national and local charities. Partners partnered up over the last 13 years. It's called Share the Love event. Subaru of America, I think it's a great thing, today announced that its donations are more than 20.6 million to national and local charities resulting from the 2020 Subaru Share the Love event. They're going to do it again. They keep doing it, of course. And what this means is the total donation climbed to 26.2 million in 2020. And more than 200 million has been donated to charities throughout the last 13 years of that campaign, starting in 2008. Subaru Share the Love event is held from mid-November to the end of the calendar year, each and every year, during which Subaru donates $250 to the customer's choice of charities. For every new Subaru vehicle purchased or leased, at least 632 participating Subaru retailers nationwide. 632 Subaru dealers, folks, are involved with this. And when you buy one, like I said, a lot of you might have purchased a Subaru, and you said, and they brought this up and talked to you, do you want to donate the $250 to what charity event? Well, they did. And that's some big, big money. $26.2 million. Ah, it's a good feeling. Makes me warm inside. Makes my goosebumps are coming out of my arms. That's what it's all about. Helping people. We're here to help you. We're going to be right back after a short, real short break with more popcorn and some butter on it this time. Woo! Yeah, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another new variant of coronavirus is rapidly spreading through New York. The strain, known as B1526, was first identified in November, with researchers seeing cases rising in February, especially in New York City. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb believes the CDC should be working with health officials in New York to sequence cases of the variant. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the new strain is possibly more prevalent than currently known.
Right now, more than 50% of the infections in New York we know are with variants, and B1526 is the most prevalent variant right now. We're probably undercounting it because we're biasing our screening, our sequencing towards B117, so we're probably missing cases of B1526 right now. It's probably more prevalent than what we're detecting.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's going to shake if you don't have good shocks or struts. When's the last time any one of you, raise your hand here now in the first row. I'm only going to ask the folks in the first row and everybody listening. When's the last time you had your shocks replaced or your struts? Oh, she's a shaking. Yeah. I had a gentleman call me the other day. He says, Mark, I don't know what's going on, but my Ford F-150 is now shaking like you wouldn't believe at 75 miles an hour going down the road. I don't know what's going on. Here's what I asked him. Well, first thing, Ford's, period, scrub tires. They scrub tires more than any other brand, especially the Ford trucks. That means when you turn the wheel to the left, folks, the whole vehicle kind of pushes and slides to the left. Other than other brands, when you turn the steering wheel to the left or to the right, it turns that way. It doesn't push and slide. Causing what? The inside of the tires on the front only to wear out, to go bald. So what I asked him, I said, well, it's a Ford F-150, and I didn't ask the year. Didn't matter. I said, well, you are aware that it scrubs the tires on the front. And he says, what? Well, what's that? So I described it to him like I just did to you. And I said, good, get out, send me a picture. Just take a picture with your cell phone of the front tires and send it to me. He did. He texted the picture to me. I said, did you notice how bald the inside of the tires were? He said, yeah, one of them's down to the steel belt. I said, you need tires to get rid of the shaking. See, when you start to wear out the rubber on your tires, it goes out of balance and it starts to bounce like a basketball. Okay, there you are. I know. That's what it's all about, is to help you right here on Auto World. My number, as usual, since 1992 at Auto World, 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is going to pick up the phone when you call in. He's hanging over that GC8-2800. Oh, yeah, mixer machine to take your call. My email, as always, 8 days a week, some days and some weeks are that way, aren't they? AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. One word, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And you're more than welcome. Please do. Facebook message me. I'll chat with you through that. And also, don't forget, a little housekeeping here. Don't forget, you can always go to GCNLive.com. Look up Auto World. You'll see me there sitting behind the microphone. I've got some sitting in the museum with some cars behind me and all. We'll go right there, and you can listen to me, of course, the archives. Take a listen. And then, again, Google Auto World Podcast, folks. Auto World Podcast. You can go back in time and listen to the shows and get some great information that we've talked about in the past and some of the great interviews like we just had on our second hour of the curator of the Henry Ford Museum, Matt Anderson. A lot of fun. This is what it's all about. Now, do you know what time it is? What time is it? Oh, well, it is time to give you an Auto World tip. This is a real quick tip for you. I call it the Auto World tip. We every so often, about once a month, we give you an Auto World tip. And this one is, I want you to go get and buy some dielectric grease. It's like an old vinyl record with a needle hopping and skipping because I didn't put shocks on it. Why do I want dielectric grease, Mark? Headlights, the headlight bulbs, the taillight bulbs, dielectric grease, just a little bit pushed out of that little bitty tube onto the socket, and you will get a good connection, keep corrosion off. But the key here is that it will make the bulb last forever. I'm talking forever. Oh, what's the big deal, Mark? Headlight bulbs are only $11.95. Well, guess what? I'm telling you this right now. I know all of you that have a Chevy Traverse. That's right, a Chevrolet Traverse. You've got them. Raise your arm. Raise your hand if you've got a Chevy Traverse. I'll give you a second. See? There's a lot of you here in this Greasy Garage studio in first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth row. A lot of you raise your hands. There's at least six of you that have Chevy Traverses. They burn out headlights. I've been there, done that. I've been dancing with one here lately, literally, and I finally said, I'm done. So, here's another Auto World tip, and this comes actually from, if you put dielectric grease, when you pull, oh, by the way, they're real fun to get to on those Chevy Traverses, aren't they? You got to take the wheels off on the front, got to pull the inner fender well out to get to the back where the socket is, where the light bulb is, and then you're fighting that because it's embedded inside that housing. Anyway, when you get it out of there and you put a new bulb in, you know, here's another tip. I want you to get a Silver Streak or a Blue Streak type of bulb from Sylvania. It's going to give you at least 20 to 30 feet longer, brighter out there. But put dielectric grease on that socket because they burn out all the time from shaking. They don't have the best connection. And that's with taillight bulbs, turn signal bulbs, backup bulbs, dielectric grease. There's your Auto World tip for this week. Love helping you. Love helping you. That's what it's all about. Now, here in a little bit, we're going to get to what happened on this day in automotive history. But we've got some emails to get to, so let's get to, that question of the month. Let's reach into that bag. Yeah, let's do that question. Then we're going to go to the repair style, the repair kind of email. Here's one. Here's an email on the question of the month is, this is the last week we're going to be doing that question. We're going to go have some new homework for you. At the end of this hour, question of the month, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievement? And here's the email I just pulled out of the email bag, and I can read it. It says I can read it live on the air, and I am. AW, best of the best power brakes. AW stands for Auto World, and thank you for using that. My wife can drive my big truck with them. So, let's see, he's talking, it's a he. Best of the best power pedals. My wife can drive my truck with them. Great invention. Love your show. Keep up the good work. Milt in Salt Lake City. Oh, awesome. Hey, I love going down to Salt Lake City, the Bonneville Salt Flats. Oh, yeah, 200 miles an hour. Milt, thank you for sending the email on the what you believe is the best. And you're absolutely right. Those power pedals, for the folks that don't know that's what that is, Milt, you just gave out pretty much, well, the brand. Either you're driving a Ford F-250, F-350, or I think the Chevy Avalanche has got power pedals. What that means, folks, is you touch a button, and the pedals literally You know, if you're driving an F-350 Ford truck, that thing is big, man. That dash, it's got some real estate inside. I mean, that dash is 2 feet away. It's two. That's where the steering wheel is. The dash is 6 feet away from you. I'm exaggerating. But anyway, so where the pedals are underneath the dash, and the dash is 6 feet away. I'm exaggerating. You have to push the pedal, the power pedal button, like Milt's saying here. His wife can drive the truck because, well, she's not as tall as Milt. Sounds like to me, anyway. Hopefully your wife's listening too here, Mel. I don't want to make her mad. I'm trying to help you. Anyway, sharing your email here from Salt Lake City. You push the pedal button, and the pedals come closer to you so you can drive the vehicle, the truck. Ah, oh, love it, love it. Gosh, and let's do a shout-out. A shout-out to our great station in Salt Lake City. Oh, it's awesome. Good. There it is. Absolutely. Thank you for being here for us. Definitely Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Salt Lake, Utah. It's good to be you folks and everybody in between. We'd love to have you here. Do you get out there to the Bonneville Salt Flats? Oh, gosh. I had a friend that he had the Blue Challenger is what it was called. It looked like a bullet laying down. It went real fast. Yep. Goodness sakes. Okay, let's see. I think I've got... Let's go to the... we got some time. Let's do the auto repair email. We got a lot of them here. Let's get there and let me dig into the bag here. Make sure I get the right email bag. There's the auto repair bag there. There's one. I got it. Okay, good. All right, let's go to this email here. This is the auto repair side of Auto World. Hi, Auto World. Hope all is good. It is, and thank you for asking. Have a question for you on my Acura. Every once in a while, I can't get it out of park. Oh, it says it's an Acura MDX model. That helps me. Thank you. Every once in a while, I'll get it out of park. So you can't get it out of park. So I YouTubed it. We're going to go to a short break. He YouTubed something. We're going to find out more about this Acura MDX right after this short break. Get your questions ready and call me at 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Oh yeah, with all the wrenches cleaned off, we've taken the 102 out of the studio, of course. Good thing. A little wild turkey. A little mess, and that never hurts you, does it? I wiped all the greasy wrenches off. We got them all dry for the next week coming in front of all of us, and we are ready to help you during the week. So don't forget, again, I do answer your emails through the week. I welcome your emails through the week. I do answer them, and that email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that, we're talking, gentlemen here. Let's just get back to it. It's not a gentleman, it's actually a lady. Hi, Auto World. Hope all is good. I have a question for you on my Acura MDX. Every once in a while, I can't get it out of park, so I YouTubed it and found out about the button next to the shifter. Take the button out, push down with screwdriver, and it comes out of park. My question for you, Mark, can I fix this myself, and what is wrong with the shifter? How much do you think it would cost to have it repaired? Thanks in advance. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Well, Karen in Oklahoma. Well, Karen, thank you for sending me the email in Oklahoma. I do appreciate that. Karen, you can't. Let's do a shout-out real quick to our station in Oklahoma. Can't forget our great stations. KZLS, 1640 AM, Oklahoma City. Edmond, Stillwater, there's our horn. Shout-out to you, KZLS, 1640 AM. Love the affiliates to be there for us, so Karen and Mike and Nancy and everybody can email me. Karen, you can't fix that yourself. I'm sorry, the shifter needs to be pulled out. And when you pull that out, you don't need to go to the Acura dealer, Karen. I'm going to save you money there. Your private, independent repair facility can do it. It's a shift lock solenoid. It has to be purchased at the Acura/Honda dealer. They'll replace that for you. They'll pull the shifter out. Not a big process, but don't do it yourself. You're going to spend $350 up to maybe $450, $500 in Oklahoma City. You're going to be $450. Hope that helps, Karen. Again, shout out to you and KZLS, 1640 AM in Oklahoma City. Good to have you there, and I'm going to get you shifting again. That's a pain in the you-know-what. And that plug that you pulled out, too, and you're sticking your screwdriver down on there, it's a plastic little lever that's down underneath there that you're pushing down on. All it is a safety tab, and you're just pushing the plastic safety tab down in order for that shifter to go back into drive, second, low, reverse, etc. Do not try to break it, Karen. I know people that's taken the screwdriver and don't know what's underneath there, and hitting it with a hammer, and what you're going to do is drive, take the hammer, hit the screwdriver or the punch, you're going to drive them. Yeah, you're going to break the plastic tab, but it doesn't break the plastic tab that's in the way for the shifter to work. And you're going to drive that punch right into that solenoid, shift lock solenoid I'm talking about. It's $180 some dollars, roughly, maybe $250 at the dealership. See, there's not a lot of labor there. So, anyway, hey, let's now, another reminder, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And with that said, let's go to not only the email, but I want to talk to one of our great charter members in New Mexico, Frank. He's got a shock absorber question. Frank, is New Mexico shaking right now? You need some shocks?
No. Just great show as always, Swami Mark. No, I was just hearing you speak about shocks, and I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents for recommendations as to replacement shocks, because I've replaced a lot of them through the years.
Oh, absolutely.
Back when I got my 66 Chevelle, when the AC Delco started to wear out, I went to Gabriel's, unlabeled ones through good old J.C. Whitney's. They had like 2 stages of adjustment, and they were real good till they started to get a little loose. And then I saw the light, and I went to Bilstein.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
good job,
man.
Frank.
Super. I mean, you can go Kony or KYB, and they're very good, too. But if you just want a no-adjustment gas shock that's going to do the job and last and last and last, Bilstein is the way to go. They're pricey,
yes,
but they're good.
Yeah, but, you know, you're saying, too, the price is a little higher than normal, but it's worth it.
Oh, yeah, man. They just last forever. They have for me. I mean, they're on my Oldsmobile. They're on my, I think I got them on the Lincoln, too, and on the Chevelle. And, yeah.
And they're still working.
Oh, yeah. The Super.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Don't seem to wear out.
No, and that's the key. And so what you're doing, too, Frank, I mean, you're actually helping. You're not buying a lot of tires because your tires aren't wearing out. Because of good shocks.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, I just want to throw in my 2 cents. And
yeah. Well, that's too much money, Frank. 2 cents. It's free here, okay?
Yeah. Well, Bilstein will cost you a little more than 2 cents. And as for whether it's Bilstein or Bilstein, the correct is Ein, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Ein would be I-E-N.
Right.
Germany would be Bilstein. Okay.
Yeah, I love it. You're right. Stein. I think they say it like that in Germany because I think they drink out of steins. Right?
Yeah. Well,
now, did you go to the normal parts store, Frank, to get them?
Actually, I went and bought them I ordered them through AutoZone, had to wait a few days, and got them and took them up to my shop guy, and she put them on, no sweat. He said, boy, they took a lot of compression to get into the fixture, but, yeah, he was impressed.
Bingo. Yeah, bingo. A couple things real quick, Frank, on shocks. I'm glad you brought them up because a lot of us, we didn't know. When you said your 66 Chevelle, AC Delcos back in that day, of course, all the shocks were, well, they were oil shocks. Remember, that day of oil shocks? And the old shocks had oil in them, and, of course, the seals, they had to have rubber seals to keep the oil in the shock, right?
Yeah, when the seal wears, you see the drip.
Yeah, and of course, we all saw 2020, the news program on the TV, you know, doing where the mechanics are, you know, taking people by squirting oil on them, right? Well, here's the thing with that. You know, I want to tip my hat to Gabriel and Bilstein and all these, Monroe is the yellow brand, you know, Monroe. Well, these oil shocks, you know, in a cold winter's day, in the climates of a lot of our listeners are listening in the cold climate, your car or truck or whatever is parked out there and it's cold, right? It's 20 degrees, let's say. Well, the rubber seal that's holding the oil in, the oil's real thick anyway at that point because it's cold, right? It's not thin because it's cold. That oil's really thick. It won't even pour out of a 30-way bottle at that temperature very fast. So the oil doesn't really... Yeah, it doesn't... doesn't really want to move around much. Well, then your oil seal's frozen. The first bump you take, which is the bump out your driveway, breaks the seal. And you got an oil leaky shock on a brand new car back in the day, though. So gas pressurized shocks are, when we buy them, this is kind of an Auto World warning device here, Frank. There's a strap on them, folks, isn't there, Frank? And when you pull them out of that cardboard box, if you take that strap off with a pair of scissors, watch out. That thing's going to go,
yeah.
Pow!
Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
Is there any tips you can give our listeners on how to maybe install it easier? Because you got to get it on there, and you got to cut the strap in order to get both eyelets mounted, right?
No, that's why I took it to my pro.
Ah, yes.
He has a proper fixture.
Yes, he has arms, legs, elbows, and all that. Let him do the work. And he only probably charged you, what, $6-$7 a shock, maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. It's not even worth my time to get any there for that, is it, huh, Frank, for a homeowner? Mm-hmm. So, but I appreciate you. That's some great knowledge. Frank, appreciate it. Good to hear from you, too. I haven't heard from you for a while. And
yeah,
always good to have you.
Every week. I don't call every week, but I always come to class because I always learn something.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You know, two heads are better than one, and I learned something from you, and you gave us a great brand, you know, and you're absolutely right. Those came on stock on BMWs and Mercedes, that brand. So that tells you something. So if people are driving a smaller brand of car, they're all good. But if you're wanting a Mercedes or a BMW, go out and get some Bilsteins and put on there, huh?
Yeah, they were mine here.
Absolutely. Well, have a good week, Frank, okay?
Okay, thanks, man. Bye-bye.
I appreciate you being here. Again, Frank from New Mexico, folks. Charter member, thanks, Frank. Great knowledge, absolutely. Well, it's time to sneak out of here again. The garage door is going down. Thanks for being here for us each and every week, folks. That's what it's all about. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.